Right, we're going to have a game this morning. Okay, we're going to have a game, is that all right? It's a sit-down game, so no running around today. So I want you just to, perhaps somebody next to you, or anyway, however you want to work it all out. I want to give you a game. I mean, this is a game of opposites, okay? So I'm going to give you a word, and you've got to tell the person next to you what the opposite of this word is, okay? And the first one in your pair to say it wins, okay? Is that all right? So we have a bit of competition this morning, okay? We like competition, okay? So this is a game of opposites, all right? Have you got your partner? You got somebody you can shout at? Yeah, okay, good, okay. This isn't very difficult, okay? Can I just say that, please? Okay, okay. Are you ready? So whoever shouts it first, then you have to agree who gets the point, all right? No disputes, please. Okay, here we go. Tidy. Goodness me. How long's the word you've got? Okay. Okay. Honest. Good. Oh. Fast. Big. Small. Little. Yeah. Full. Are you shouting it at me now? Hot. In. Light. Up. Oh, you're all far too good about that. Well done. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. Well done. Oh, man. Well done, all of you. Yeah, a bit of dispute over some of them, I'm sure. But who won, anyway? Who won? Oh, we got a few winners. Good, 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 good. We had an Australian win. That's amazing. That's amazing. Goodness, how does that happen? Well done. Okay, so, as you may know, the English language has lots of negative words. Doesn't it?
No.
But if I finish the sentence, it has lots of negative words that don't have a positive counterpart. Isn't that amazing? I don't know how many, but if you have a think about it, well, I'm going to help you think about it, okay? A word that cannot be changed into a positive, okay? We've got quite a few words like that in our English language that cannot be changed into a positive, okay? Probably more than any of us would think. So here's a few examples, all right? Inertia. Ineptitude. That's not a comment on any of you this morning. Immaculate. Impeccable. Nonchalant. Nonplussed. Unkempt. Uncouth. I've put them into a sentence, the positive bits. So here, I've written a story about a immaculate and impeccable person who tried to radiate a sense of inertia and aptitude by being chalant and plus, despite the fact that he was neither kempt nor couth. You can't do it, can you, see? You can't actually turn that into a positive in any way. You can be disgruntled, but not gruntled, yep. You can be disgusting, but not gusting, yep. You can be impulsive, but not... Exactly. You can be intrepid, but not... It's a strange language, isn't it? Our apologies to those of you where English is a second language to you. We are very sorry that it's such a difficult and complex language. But here's the good news, that God deals with things that are opposite and that are too difficult to change to a positive. In fact, he deals with things that we seem... are impossible to change to a positive. But God is the sort of God who can do that. He has a habit of doing it. He's got a great history of turning things around and helping us to find joy even in those places of despair. You're in Isaiah chapter 61, we find the year of the Lord's favor. The year of the Lord's favor was the year of Jubilee. That's a great word for joy, isn't it? Jubilee, a place of joy. And here in the Bible is this Jubilee. And Jubilee means a trumpet blast of freedom. This is when things that were negative were going to be transformed into things that were positive. Because God was going to be involved right at the heart of this transformation. Now, the year of Jubilee, you'll find it in Leviticus chapter 25. When you're lying in the shade later today, open your Bible to Leviticus 25 and you'll read all about the year of Jubilee. And just to give you a little précis of that, Hebrew slaves and prisoners would be set free. Debts would be forgiven. The mercies of God would be manifest upon the community. This was the turnaround God. This was the God of transformation. This was a God who brought joy into places where it seemed that there could never be any joy at all. But God is that sort of God. When people became aware of God's grace. Now, Jubilee only happened every 50 years, okay? Or 49, depending on who you want to take notice of. But every seven sevens, we had a year of Jubilee, where everything changed. Now, the word Jubilee may come from a Hebrew word which means ram, and on the year of Jubilee, the shofar was sounded, the ram's horn was sounded. If you go into Latin, then it means a shout for joy. But it only happened on that particular day, the Day of Atonement, when the announcement of Jubilee would happen, where people could get connected back to God again, where there was a time of repentance, of turning around, where the things that were happening in our lives that were dragging us down could be released through an act of repentance. That was enough for a shout of joy. Now, when you go to Isaiah chapter 61, the prophet Isaiah said that it was going to become even more than that. Here's Isaiah chapter 61. That this turnaround God was going to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. This is the God who brings joy because he turns things around. Beauty instead of ashes, oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. No matter how we are, whatever the situation is, God says, you know what? There can come this place of exuberant joy, a taste of freedom, where the ruins are rebuilt, where the places devastated are restored. And that can not only happen in a city, that can happen in our lives as well. That there is a place of transformation that God brings. Now, when we go to Luke chapter 4, we see Jesus reiterating those words again. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. This was just after he'd been tempted in the wilderness. And news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth where he'd been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue as was his custom. He stood up to read and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah was handed to him on that particular day in this particular passage to announce the year of God's favor. He unrolled it and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." The Jubilee had come in Jesus. The shout of joy was beginning to be turned up. Its volume was beginning to be turned up because Jesus had come to announce this transformation to the world, the fulfillment of what the prophet Isaiah had given us a taste of, the reality of the freedom that had been enjoyed physically was now going to become a reality spiritually as well. So if you've got your Play-Doh, grab your Play-Doh. Sorry, you put it away, haven't you? You thought the fun bit of the service was over, but hey, we've got more to come. And I want us to be part of that transformation today. The transformation that Jesus talked about can happen in our lives today. Because this announcement, yes, was to the world. Yes, was to that community, yes, was to that particular synagogue on that day, but it is a continuing announcement to us that this is what Jesus does. And so for those of us who are feeling poor in spirit, he's got good news for you. So I would like you to create something that looks like good news. The only thing I could think of was a thumbs up. But I'll leave it to you. Come on. You're much more creative than I am. So if you're feeling poor this morning, spiritually poor, if you're not quite sure about your relationship with God, if you're not convinced that He loves you yet, this is good news for you, because He's a God of joy who brings transformation into your life. This is good news. You could do a newspaper or something, could you? Or I don't know. I'm not very creative, but you are. And show the person next to you. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. They won't laugh at you, honestly. Not much. I'm guessing the kids are better at this than the adults. Is that fair to say? Okay, we haven't got long. For those of you who are really, really serious about this, we haven't got long, okay? So this is good news to the poor, okay? This is the God of joy, the God of grace who turns things around. What else did Jesus say? Proclaim freedom for the prisoners. Come on, I want you to model something that declares freedom for the prisoners. Or maybe how you feel if you're set free. You know, there's maybe some of us in this room who are feeling a bit imprisoned in our lives at the moment, feeling hemmed in. Life feels as if there's no escape. Maybe in the workplace. Maybe in family, it's tough to see how God is going to redeem the situation that you find yourselves in. But this is a God who sets the prisoners free and sets you free today. So what symbol of freedom would you have today? My only one was a figure with two arms in the air. That was all I could think about, but a bit of Shawshank Redemption moment when he gets free from the prison. Some of you are far too young to know that film, I think. Okay, freedom for the prisoners, for the captives. Recovery of sight for the blind, he says. Jesus says, if you cannot see a way forward, if you cannot see because it's dark, but if you cannot see that something is going to change, he's going to come and transform that moment for you, to give you sight, to help you to see the next step in front of you. It might seem that there's no hope. It might seem so dark at the moment, but Jesus says, I'm going to transform that and bring light so you can see. So my only thought was a light bulb. That was all I could think of, but I'll leave you to fashion something that demonstrates the freedom, the recovery of sight for the blind, that the blind would see. And Jesus did that literally, but he also offers it to us as well, that we can see again because of his grace towards us. We can find that joy. One more. Freedom for the oppressed, for those who feel crushed, for those who feel weighed down, For those who keep tripping up on the same thing, there's freedom for you because of this turnaround, God. So final thing to fashion, freedom. Maybe some handcuffs broken, a chain broken. Freedom for the oppressed, this turnaround God who wants to set us free. While you're finishing off, we're going to move into another song now, and just to sing this great song as we sort of think about all those things that that Jesus came to transform. There's a song that just says, "What gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer?" So if you want to stand, please stand. If you want to, would rather stay seated, rather stay just receiving as this is sung. Just give God thanks, will you, for that turnaround God that He is, that joy that He brings to our life, the time of jubilee, of freedom for all today. So let's sing together and worship Him. Just remain standing, will we? We're going to come to a conclusion now, but I'd love just to pray for you. Yeah, David messed up in his life, the great King David, he messed up, took his eyes off God's grace and lost the joy. And then he wrote this incredible, incredible song, Psalm 51, you'll find it. And it's just an outpouring of him, of how desperate he is to be renewed and restored back into God's presence. And there's this beautiful verse that says, he cries out, "Restore to me the joy of my salvation." I want that back, you know. I want back that joy, that deep awareness of your grace. And I don't know whether he really knew that God's grace was sufficient, but he was desperate to find it. And of course, because of Jesus, we know that his grace is sufficient. You know, we know that. But still, we take our eyes off him. And so I want to pray for you today. I want to pray this prayer that God would restore the joy of your salvation. You know, that word salvation is full of meaning, of freedom, of healing, you know, of that joy. And I pray that God will restore the joy of your salvation. Some of you, maybe there was a moment of salvation and you're going back to that now where you had that joy. Restore it to me, God. I want to discover that again. That place of forgiveness and freedom and healing and acceptance and love. And I'm welcome back into the Father's arms. If that's the prayer for you, just pray it now. God, restore to me the joy of my salvation. And be set free in this moment. Because He, Jesus, is enough. You'll never be able to earn His grace. You'll never be able to deserve His grace. But He will give you His grace today. And that will fill you with joy when you look at Him and give Him thanks. Thank you, Father, for now restoring the joy of my salvation. May that be true in our lives today and every day, I pray, as we keep our eyes on you, become aware of your grace, and our joy is made complete because of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And as we finish today, I would like you to pray blessing upon a person near you or next to you. So I'd love you just to turn to them now. Just look them in the face, in the eyes, if they're worth looking at. Of course they are. Find someone to look at, and I want you to repeat this blessing after me, okay? So I want you to say these words to that person. You could say it in a group of four or five, it doesn't matter. Just say it to one another today, will you? Pray this blessing on one another, okay? So I will say a phrase, and then just repeat it to the person you're looking at. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace.
Because you trust in him.
Then you will overflow with confident hope.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thanks for being here today. Have a great day. Thank you to those online. We'll see you again next week, 10:30. Blessings on you today.